production of SeeWhatShow.com.
Hi, welcome to See What Show, the movie, TV and DVD podcast for regular people. I'm Mr. Brown.
I'm Movie Mama.
And I'm Steve.
We're back with great movies to look at this week. We have Shooter.
Got Smoking Aces.
And Man of the Year with Robin Williams. Mm. But before we go to the movie reviews, let's take a look at what's showing this week.
The paper rustle.
Macam earthquake.
Signature rustle. Every week different.
Yeah, every time different newspaper, ma.
What's coming up this week?
Coming up this week, we have the number 23.
Oh, no.
That's the Jim Carrey one where he looks... Well, he attempts to look all...
Angst
in the poster.
Actually, I can't help but laugh.
When you see it, right?
Yeah, I see his face looking angsty, and then I half expect him to bring into some kind of joke or monkey face of Ace Ventura. I'm sorry.
I just keep remembering the skit he did where he pretended to be David Caruso from CSI Miami.
But then this show is actually where he takes on a more serious role about him being obsessed with that number, right, in his life, because his wife gives him this book. And about this guy who has this number occurring in his life over and over again in every circumstance. So I think it's supposed to be some psycho thriller, and I don't know. What.
Initial reviews, not good. He is extremely corny or something in this movie, and the plot's kind of thin.
How can Jim Carrey be anything but corny?
Yeah, but you know, at least if you give him something suitable, he'll do well.
Yeah.
Like, what's that? Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon. Yeah. That was a really good movie.
Yeah.
It was
doing so,
a portrayal of a real character.
This obviously didn't play to his strengths.
Yeah.
What else is in the cinemas this week?
Well, Mr. Bean's Holiday is still making a strong point.
That kind of movie, I don't know, it's something you can't go wrong with.
Yeah, but I think one thing that helps it is that the press said this is going to be his last Mr. Bean movie. And I think maybe that's one of the reasons why everyone's kind of like going there to see the very last Mr. Bean installment, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
The Bean formula.
The Bean saga.
Bean saga.
Has been.
Ayo!
I think we need to beat him up every time he does one of these.
I can't be bothered.
And last but not least,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
TMNT. Good stuff.
Yeah,
I really, really. You haven't caught it? Oh, you must.
No, yeah, maybe lah.
Are you a Turtles fan?
I know the song.
Okay.
But the song wasn't in the movie, right?
No, the song wasn't in the movie. I mean, like what Brown said in a previous podcast, this was more of a serious, I think more of an in-depth look at the characters of the Turtles.
They went dark with this one, and duck. Really dark.
Sounds like a really delicious dish.
Turtle and duck.
The original Turtles was a lot more character development. There was a lot more tension. It wasn't
in the
so
comic, right?
You yeah, in the book. Comic. The cartoons tended to be too cowabunga.
See what show? Review time.
Also coming up this week is the movie we're going to review next, Shooter.
Bang, bang.
Bubbly swagger. You're a hard man to find.
I'm not hard enough.
Out of all the men alive on the planet, you're one of the few people who knows what to look for.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I don't like him. He was better as a rapper.
Oh, Marky Mark.
I like, I don't know. I like watching movies with Mark Wahlberg because he doesn't have to act very much. He does have to look macho and like
have that smoldering look.
Yeah, yeah. Big Hit was particularly good.
Mm-mm.
And in Shooter, he's more playing the strong silent type. He's a gunnery sergeant, a gunny. Mm-hmm. Who's a marine sniper, elite marine sniper, and in a covert mission, he loses a buddy.
Mm.
And then he goes back, you know, he retires, he doesn't want to do anything more, have anything to do with sniping anymore.
Yeah.
For 3 years, then Danny Glover looks for him to get him out of retirement to protect the president from an assassin who is supposedly going to snipe him from a damn far distance, like 1 mile.
There's going to be an attempt on the life of the president in the next 2 weeks. Code was broken on an anonymous transmission. But this intercept claims that the shot would be taken from beyond a mile. We need you to scout. Tell us how you would do it so we can stop it.
Sniper versus sniper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, ask the sniper for advice.
Yeah.
Isn't that like that World War II flick with Jude Law?
Which one was that?
Enemy at the Gates,
yeah. That was quite good. But here, you know, Mark Wahlberg ultimately gets sabot lah. He gets framed for the president's murder.
Mm.
And he spends the rest of the movie trying to find out who is the real killer. And he has to protect himself from FBI agents and cops all looking for him because his face is plastered everywhere. And the movie is very Rambo lah.
Rambo.
Rambo with sniper rifles. The Humpty Rambo.
Rambo with where
you know, focused. Rambo will go out there and kill by hand. Like, this guy is the Humpty one. He will hide and he will blow shit up from a far, far away distance. And it's trying very hard to be the Bourne identity.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a fun movie.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Intelligent and
yes,
stuff,
it
right?
Was, yeah. Well,
it doesn't quite work. But it's still fun to watch because of the action, you know, things blowing up. And
so was it a very slick kind of movie?
Not so slick, but the pace didn't let up. So you kind of get caught up in his, you know, run. He's running away, really. And his also revenge, you know, trying to find out who's a real killer and stuff like that. And you enjoy it for that, not for the intelligent dialogue. Or the, because he doesn't even talk very much. The whole movie is like mumbling.
It's a Mark Wahlberg movie.
Yeah, he doesn't even, he's mumbling even more than in usual. Like,
Maybe the director recognized his strengths. Yeah.
Half the time I'm going, my wife, what did he just say? What did Mark just say? And it's more macho shit and clever plot, but hey, it was a good movie to watch for entertainment. And I recommend it highly, actually.
Cool.
Yeah, very good stuff. Action flick lah. Speaking of action flicks, Steve, you watch Smoking Aces, right?
Buddy is real.
No former witness against the mob has been as crucial as Buddy.
Aces is real.
He's a strung out, washed up, has been, jerk, snitch, 7-layer loser.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, I caught Smoking Aces, which is about a Las Vegas performer turned wannabe mobster who decides to snitch to the FBI. So the mob puts out a $1 million bounty on his head lah.
$1 million.
$1 million.
That's all.
That's all lah. That's all the mob can put.
Oh, I like that.
Put out lah.
So it's supposed to kill him before he snitches.
Kill him before he snitches. But the thing is, it's $1 million, and it's an open bounty. So every assassin, hitman, contract killer, even the prostitute on the side of the street with a gun, within spitting distance of this guy, takes the opportunity to go and get some easy money lah. But the FBI sends out two of its agents to protect this guy. Guess where this guy is?
Where is he?
He's on holiday in Lake Tahoe.
We've learned that Israel is at the penthouse level of the Nomad Hotel and Casino in Lake Tahoe, Nevada.
The high roller suite?
It's the last place they'd look.
Buddy, Aces Israel is not only essential to our case, he is our case. And understand that if an attempt is made on his life, it'll be made by those of the strictest professional caliber. They are immoral, ruthless, and without restraint. And they must not succeed.
It's kind of like his last fling before he turns all snitch.
Oh, I see. So he's having a holiday in Lake Tahoe before he becomes a snitch, as everyone is going after him at Lake Tahoe.
There's a prostitute with a gun in Lake Tahoe.
Several.
I didn't know Lake Tahoe had like a heavy red light district thing.
You know.
So, okay, fun or not?
Yeah, actually, it was pretty interesting to watch because much of the movie reminded me of watching old movies like, you know, Cannonball Run, and it's a mad world.
Don't know.
Where it's like this huge race by all these different kinds of people to get to the prize. In this case, the prize is the snitch.
But who acts as the snitch? I mean, who's this guy?
Jeremy Piven.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, he's...
Entourage.
Entourage. He's one of the guys in Entourage.
And the balding
dude. Like, a lot of... Calafair roles where he portrayed the strong, silent guy. But in this movie, he's not strong and he's not silent.
He's a snitch.
He's a snitch.
Whiny snitch.
And he's a Las Vegas performer.
What do you see right now? You see exactly and only what I choose to show you. That is illusion, Ivy. That is the lie that I tell your eyes. Making the magic happen in the moment. In that split second. I can shape it, I can shift it, I can make it as real as this room. That's why I'm valuable here, Ivy.
Oh no.
Okay.
I saw Alicia Keys in the credits.
Yeah, and Alicia Keys looked
hotter.
She always looks hot.
She looks very good in the outfits that she wears in this movie.
I'd watch it just for her, man.
Yeah, she's hot.
It's a roller coaster ride because the antics of the killers, how they get to him, how they plot, and how they get together just to go and kill Buddy Israel, who, by the way, his nickname is Aces.
Oh, so that's how the movie gets his name.
Smoking Aces. Get it? Get it?
Oh. I saw the trailer, the feel very much like Snatch.
Snatch, yeah. It actually felt like Guy Ritchie's Snatch, but it wasn't as slick, it wasn't as sharp as Snatch.
Right.
But it was a good action flick. I think what made it fun was the antics of the killers.
Oh.
Some of it was so over the top, you can go, I don't think real contract killers would do that. Not saying that I know what real contract killers are going to do, lah. Even Ben Affleck was a contract killer.
Ben Affleck, right?
Cannot make it, lah. He probably didn't get the $1 million, right?
Spoiler. He actually dies very early.
Yeah, don't say lah.
I don't mind really. I don't mind. I do really like Ben Affleck.
That's why I didn't expect him to get
kill him already.
Yeah. Another fun part about this whole movie is the soundtrack.
Oh yeah.
Because the way it's the way the different types of killers that are there in the movie, there was a specific soundtrack to go with that kind of killer.
Oh,
so it was
fun.
Very fun. You get the hip hop. You get your
that was Ben Affleck's
rock star.
What was Ben Affleck's song?
Westlife.
Actually, I can't remember.
Then that's appropriate.
That's appropriate. Yeah.
Anyway, totally. The ending of the movie was a little bit predictable for me, especially if you like this kind of movies. But I enjoyed the film. So I think can go and watch.
Can go and watch, yeah. And lastly, we watched Man of the Year.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Tom Dobbs was the biggest name in fake news.
More and more people are watching your show, Jon Stewart, Bill Maher for news. How crazy is that?
Until the day he decided to stop going for laughs.
Maybe you should run for president.
And go for votes instead.
Tomorrow, I will officially announce my candidacy for president.
Yeah, that's right. This is based on, a popular television comedian kind of talk show host. Think Jon Stewart, of The Daily Show.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's played by Robin Williams. And this guy gets spurred on to take part in the U.S. elections. And according to a new online voting system that's set up, he wins. Now, why mention the new online system, right? This is because one of the employees of Delacroix, that's the company, Delacroix, who developed that system, says that the only reason why Tom Dobbs, the name of the guy, wins is because of a technical glitch. So it's not because of the popularity and everything. And this person is played by Laura Linney. Yeah, so what is the truth? Did Robin really win? Mm. Or was there a glitch?
Tom.
So,
Robin Williams is Tom Dobbs.
I keep mixing him up because, trust me, the character is so much Robin. It is so much Robin.
Sir, do you think it'll affect the campaign?
Well, no. You want to know my history, basically?
When I was a young boy, I used to look at pictures of naked ladies. 17 years old, I beat up a guy. When I was 21, I went to a prostitute.
I was so bad, she actually gave me a refund.
I once had a blind date that I left in the theater, and I felt so bad about it, I married her. That's my ex-wife, who I'm not on good terms with. I just farted a little while back there. Imagine you wanted to ask. And if you find any other nonsense you'd like to talk about, I'll be glad to discuss it. I'm at full disclosure. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the campaign. It's going to be a whole new ball game, so brace yourselves, people.
Old Robin fans will see him use his charisma and a few familiar jokes as well that I recognize. And for me, it reached a point where it became Robin Williams running for, to become the president of the United States of America, and I was pitching for him because his campaign was so Robin, I think he took lots of stuff from his Broadway shows as well.
It was damn fun, lah.
Yeah, it was damn fun. And to top it off, the cherry, on this wonderful Sunday is Christopher Walken.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he plays the...
I liked him.
Yeah, he's... what's that? The manager, right?
Manager, yeah. He went for manager of Robin Williams, Tom Dobbs' TV show.
To the manager.
He got manager
of the president.
President
of the president United
elect.
States of America, yeah. So he was magic again. The dry humor. And yes, Christopher Walken fans, he does dance in this movie. As you know, he dances in every film that he's in because he loves the stuff, yeah? This movie, however, I think there were some parts, that they tried to put suspense and a bit of drama in. And honestly, it didn't work for me.
I don't know. I liked it. It was uneven in pace. You couldn't decide whether this was like comedy or drama. There was a lot of stand-up. It gave Robin Williams a chance to do his material. Mm-hmm. And you kind of felt almost like the story was an excuse
for him
to do the stand-up. It's not the other way around, it wasn't a story driving the whole thing, and then in between you have stand-up.
Yeah, I found many loopholes also in the drama.
Huge
when you watch, you'll see, how come this, how come that, and then Jeff Goldblum plays the Calafair character, the bad guy.
So Calafair, and he shows up a few seconds then,
Jeff Goldblum was in the movie?
He was. Remember?
The bad guy, lah. Then poor thing, the one scene where his voice came online on the phone, and you're like, is that really Jeff or not? And the poor fella, I used to love him, So, but to me, I think, besides the ha-has and everything, of course, there's satire. And it's laid on very, very heavily, I think, pinpointing the weaknesses in American political system. But who cares, right? There's enough of that in An Inconvenient Truth. So go watch this if you like Robin Williams. But I would say don't watch it in the cinema. Save it for the DVD.
Mm.
And if on the same shelf there's Robin Williams live on Broadway and this movie, watch Live on Broadway.
Live on Broadway.
Yeah, go rent that DVD, and I think you'll appreciate where he's coming from in this movie. Yeah, because by then you would definitely be a true blue Robin fan.
In fact, the whole time I kept telling myself, you know, they modeled Tom Dobbs after John Stewart so much, and the audience he had, you know, is exactly the demographic. And even had him on at one point Saturday Night Live as a guest.
Yeah, they had Amy Poehler and what's her face?
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey, that's right.
On the show, and he showed up on Saturday Night Live as a guest.
Mm, yeah.
So clever lah, you know. There are a lot of little bits of cameos, and if you watch comedy shows like Saturday Night Live a lot, and you follow Jon Stewart, you will like this.
Yes,
if not, you won't get the references.
Definitely.
You won't. Yeah. Okay, that's See What Show for this week. Thanks for joining us. You can get our show at seewhatshow.com. Email us your opinions
at tell us at seewhatshow.com. Yep. So we'll catch you next week.
Catch you next week.
See you guys.
Bye.